USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to push Congress for additional funding to help emergency workers who responded to the 9/11 attacks and then developed serious health problems.
Number of people sick and dying has greatly increased, and the cost of medical care, which we don't want to skimp on for one nickel, greatly increased. So we need more dollars now.
He says he wants to include money for the fund in a budget reconciliation measure that Democrats plan to pass later this month. Another plane carrying 158 people from Kabul has landed at Doha, Qatar. Other countries are beginning to fly into Kabul, including Pakistan, which is now ramping up aid to Afghanistan amid a growing humanitarian crisis. The country's foreign minister is asking other countries to not make the aid conditional. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.